Please pray with me. Holy Spirit, let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. So over the past several weeks this summer, we've been talking about that unique relationship with God and how communication with God works. Now, the next 2 weeks, today and next week, will be about powerful prayer. Prayer is super, super powerful. Last week we looked at scripture, we looked at the story of Martha and Mary. These two women were fortunate to have Jesus visit them in their home. Mary chose to hang on every word that Jesus was speaking and to sit by his feet and just soak it all in. Martha was concerned, having an important guest in her house. She was concerned about the neatness and how everything looked and where everything was. So she was running around and doing all of those things, and she was concerned about the errands that needed to be done. And she was angry at her sister Mary for not helping her. And she even demanded Jesus to reprimand Mary. She said, "Lord, tell Mary to get off her happy hiney and help me." I'm sure there's an interpretation that says that. But much to Martha's surprise, Jesus answers her, "Martha, you are fussing way too much, and Mary has chosen what is best." Now, for those of you who are Marthas, and we know who we are, I'm sure you're probably thinking, well, Jesus was wrong. Stuff needs to get done, right? Well, it brings us to today's church. If Jesus were here in this community of faith, what would he be doing? How would he be doing it? I'm sure we all have our various ideas of how Jesus would interact here. This past weekend, a friend of mine, it was Wednesday night, this friend of mine called, and he asked what I'd be doing Friday night, and if I would be interested in coming over for a fire pit and Bible study. And I thought that was kind of a strange request, but I mean, it sounded kind of cool. And this never happens to me. I'm never invited to an impromptu Bible study. It was, wow, it took me by surprise, and I said, oh yeah, that sounds cool. And he said that he was calling some friends and acquaintances and seeing if we could get something together for Friday night. I was so excited about this possibility. And this guy is not one of those religious lunatics. He is not. I mean, we talk about faith together, but I mean, he's not shoving anything on anyone. He's a friend of mine who's helped me with some house projects. Our daughters are friends. So Friday night came around, and one by one, people started showing up. I didn't know but one person whom I had, he looked familiar, and I said, "Did you do Financial Peace 2 years ago?" He's like, "Yeah," and that's how this guy had met him and become friends. We studied Philippians, all four chapters. And wouldn't you know, I walked away with new insight and a feeling of connection with these people that I didn't know before I walked in the door, and a renewed heart for Christ. There is no particular church represented, no particular denomination, just a bunch of folks who thought it'd be cool to dig into the Bible together and sit by a campfire and be with like-minded folks and hear some scripture. It was organic. It was the natural outpouring of this guy who has a genuine hunger for Christ beyond Sunday morning and is doing something about it. And we all agreed it was so wonderful that we should all do it again. It was palpable around that fire. It was palpable that Jesus was there in our midst, offering insight and encouragement and eating s'mores. Our scripture says this in Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. When? At all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Persistent, according to Webster, means continuing firmly or obstinately in a course of action in spite of difficult opposition. Persistence is about doing something very actively. So basically what that means is don't stop praying. Don't say amen and then wait a week. No matter what, when things get bad, when things are good, when you don't feel like it, always be persistent in prayer all the time, at all times. Now, you may be thinking, how am I supposed to do that when I'm, like, you know, driving or working or supposed to be paying attention to something else? There is something called an attitude of prayer. Think about it. You can love your children, right? Nieces, nephews, grandchildren. You can love them, and you can think about them always. You're always somewhere in your heart, in your mind, you're always thinking of them. And this is a spiritual relationship. So we have the capacity beyond our knowledge of how to do it. There's no magic formula to this kind of love. Think about persistence. Our spirit yearns to be with God. Yearns. I think, honestly, sometimes we get too wrapped up in worrying about how we're supposed to pray or when we're supposed to pray that we simply just don't pray. It can be intimidating sometimes. We discussed over the past weeks, we discussed that praying doesn't always have to be about words. I think about my daughter Hannah. There were times when she was little, and even a few times now, she's 13, that she just comes and sits next to me. Not because she's supposed to, or because it's time to, but because she wants to be with me. And it's an incredible feeling to be wanted by your child. Not because they need something, but because they love you. This is what God desires for our relationship to be. This connection. Presence is powerful, and it can be definitely a form of prayer. And it nurtures that relationship with God. The important thing is that if we want a relationship, any relationship, to grow and deepen, it means spending time together, right? It means spending time together. We must be interested in each other. We must be interested in what the other is interested in. We must be willing to share ourselves. And the relationship will be as deep as we are willing to be vulnerable. Relationships are investments that we nurture. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 through 24 says, God didn't intend for us to suffer his wrath, but rather to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now remember, we're praying with persistence, continuing firmly or obstinately in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. But what if things are really bad? How am I supposed to rejoice then? Because it says, rejoice always. Well, we rejoice because God is in our corner. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. The scripture goes on to say, do not smother the Holy Spirit. Do not smother the Holy Spirit. Here's the deal. The Holy Spirit is going to move. That's a given. The Holy Spirit is going to move. So many prophets throughout the Bible had their life plan in place when God called them, and the Spirit sent them in a whole different direction. They got rerouted. When the Holy Spirit compels you to do something, the scripture tells us, don't squash it. Don't squash it. Go with it. Often it will not make sense. When we are open to a deep relationship with God, we open ourselves to the moving of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is unpredictable. The scripture continues, do not despise the words of prophets. So many prophets were tortured, killed, sent away, because honestly, prophets were sent by God to tell people things they didn't want to hear or lead them in a different direction that made no sense. The scripture continues, take a close look at everything. Test it and cling to what is good and put away every form of evil. Scripture tells us what is good and what is evil. It's pretty clear about those things. When we deny the Holy Spirit, that is, when we aren't praying persistently, we open the door for evil to come in. So it's important to stay in that attitude of prayer. It's important to always somewhere connect with the idea of just sitting in God's presence. Powerful prayer, and we're going to continue this for 2 weeks. Powerful prayer begins with the nurture of that relationship with God. You get me? It does not have to be about words. Not all relationships are just about words, right? Powerful prayer begins with the nurture of that relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's in constantly seeking God in everything around us, in recognizing Christ's face in that of your neighbor, in staying close to God even when there aren't words. Our scripture ends with this. May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again. God, who called you to become his child, will do all this for you, just as he promised. Amen.